Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another edition of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Detilla, along with the legendary Herb Tyler.
Legendary.
He told me he'd give me a dollar every time I say that legendary. So I got $1 already, and we work on maybe getting two or three before it's over with.
That's right.
We'll be here until 4:45 this afternoon, and we want to thank MAP Construction, our presenting sponsor here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb and I are at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got a great crowd here already. Had a super lunch crowd.
Oh, yeah.
Luke and I trying to get in. Man, they had a lot of folks that came in here, and so it repacked back again. So great food specials, drink specials here. If you want to watch the games, 16 surround sound TVs, and so you can watch the game. Also, if you're going to the football game, relax, get something to eat and drink, and also maybe watch the end of a couple games that we are watching so far. And Herb, and Tulane, South Florida, as they played competitive with Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
They were down 7-6 at the end of the third quarter. Now, Alabama scored 28 points in the fourth quarter. Man, Tulane took it to them, 45-10 today. So congratulations to John Sumrall and the Tulane Green Wave with a big win, 45-10. That point spread opened at 6, went all the way down to 4. And Tulane won 45-10.
Wow.
Today.
Talking about covering,
and,
huh?
And the first half, they had 31 points on the board and quick. Basically, every time they touched the football, they were putting points on the board. So, again, great all-around effort for the Green Wave. And then something, man, sometimes you peeking ahead of time.
That's right.
And Kentucky Ole Miss. And Ole Miss may have peaked a little bit ahead of time, so to speak, looking ahead to what's coming up in 2 weeks.
Yep.
17-13 with about 4.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I think Ole Miss just got a big stop. And Kentucky on a fourth down play trying to convert.
Yep.
Didn't get it. So it's 17-13. Ole Miss was a 17.5-point favorite in that game, Herb. So, man, but again, if you don't come with your A game
every week,
you're going to get beat. Or you being one of these nail biters. I think that was a third down play, actually. And Kentucky has hit a big play.
They did.
And
he's trying to get an end zone. Nope.
And so we'll keep you up to breast that. But 17-13, Ole Miss over Kentucky with about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
One thing about that is you can't, in the SEC, you can't take anybody lightly. I don't care who they are. Kentucky played Georgia really great a week ago or 2 weeks ago or whatever it was. But, you know, Georgia's supposed to blow everybody out with every game, right? Even they know, even if you ask Nick Saban, what's the most difficult thing about college football or college sports in general, he's going to say, can you get these guys up week in and week out to be able to play at the level that they know they can play at? That's the most difficult thing that you can do in this entire deal.
Yeah, and again, it's human nature.
Yep.
To sort of look ahead and you think, well, we got this game, you know, but, you know, and sometimes you don't. And that's how you get caught in that.
Right.
It happened in Notre Dame.
Yes.
In that situation a few weeks back, we had just finished and we sort of watched the game-winning kick get, you know, Northern Iowa gets that particular deal. But then, man, Notre Dame has a shot at a long field goal. It gets blocked. And you got to bring your A game, and it'll be interesting tonight. Notre Dame plays Louisville. And Louisville, man, they beat the stew out of them last year.
Well,
and so Notre Dame's looking for a little bit of payback against Louisville.
And Notre Dame's trying to kind of, if you will, get back on track, right? You know, they're supposed to be one of the better teams in the country, but, you know, they're not playing up to their capabilities. But I will say this, too. You know, I wouldn't count Notre Dame out. They got some good athletes, really good coaching. And
especially on defense.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to count them out. I'll say that.
Talk about a comeback. Kansas State got caught last week. But, man, 42-13 with about 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So, Kansas State, and we saw that Wildcat team make a run at it. And Tulane thought they had them for a while, but it sort of got away.
Yeah.
getting back to LSU, South Alabama, LSU's playing a team. The last two games they played, they scored 87 points against Northwestern State. Bobby don't want me to say that. that's his old team. They scored 87 points. And then I think the most impressive game, you go on the road and you beat Appalachian State 48 yep.
to 14.
Man, Appalachian State is a good football team. You tan that backside every which way but loose. And now Major Applewhite, who from Baton Rouge, grew up basically kind of in the shadows of Tiger Stadium, had talked about all the games he had witnessed and watched at Tiger Stadium throughout his youth. Goes to the University of Texas, and then he's been on a coaching, you know, when you're in the coaching ranks a lot of times, I know Coach O used to always tell me that, Mike, you're like an Army brat.
That's right.
You go where they tell you to go, or go where there's a job.
You show up.
And so now Major brings his team into Tiger Stadium, 2-1 record. They lost the opener to Ohio 27-20, but their offense has really played well in the two games that they played after that. So, Herb, for LSU, you can't be looking ahead either.
No, you can't look ahead. I don't care who it is for LSU, but especially for South Alabama. I mean, you got Gio Lopez, who ran for 105 yards last week and a touchdown, and then Botwell, who ran for 116 and two touchdowns.
Fluff.
Last year.
So,
well,
how
fluff,
about that?
That's right. That's
fluff.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to call him Fluff. He's a little tougher than Fluff. So, but I'm – that, you know, as a unit, they ran for 320 yards in that game against Appalachian State. The one thing that we have to do is play solid, sound football against this team. They're going to try to throw the ball at least 25 to 30 times a game, and they're going to rush the ball at least, you know, 40 to 50 times. They're going to get as many rushes as they can. So we have to play point-of-attack football. We have to be really solid at the attack, make tackles, and keep the guys in front of us.
I know, and speaking to Drew DeArmond, we'll have him on a little bit later in our broadcast for our Inside the Tiger Den segment. He had told me that there's some question marks certainly on the defensive side of the football. They haven't played anybody.
Yeah.
Like he said, with LSU's talent offensively, this could be, for a half, a bit of a shootout. So LSU got to come to play defensively. They have not pieced together four quarters of really good play.
No.
Now, last week, okay, you 17-17 at the half against a UCLA team that, to be honest, I didn't think was very good. And then you were able to shut them out in the second half. But, you got to understand that SEC play is coming and quickly in a couple weeks.
Well,
and so you better shore up what you got defensively, and you'll have to do it without Harold Perkins.
You have to do it without Harold. I was going to say that. But here's the thing is, so now they don't have the game plan around Harold. Now they just game plan, right? To whoever the offense that you're playing against, to their strengths, to make sure that we're able to get in front of them, cause havoc, you know, create turnovers, things of that nature. Now, you know, we go back to last week with LSU UCLA. It was a different game, right? 2:30 start, 475 degrees outside. I mean, half the stands was passed out by the end of the first quarter, and so, again, this goes back to you can't take anybody lightly, regardless of who they are. You know, Deshaun Foster is a really good coach. He was coming into LSU, into Tiger Stadium, with a team that he knew, you know, was probably not going to be up to par. But what he did, he had those guys ready to play. They were ready to play in that first half, and it showed. But at the end of the day, you have to be able, if you're going to be a good team, you have to be able to grind out wins like that. You turn around and you say it was 17-17 by half or whatever it was. Well, the end of the game was 34-17. So defense showed up in the second half. Offense continued to score points. That's what you want. You know, it's how you finish the game. It's not so much how you start. And I will say this. That was coming off of a South Carolina victory. That was one of the most victories, best victories we're going to see ever in Tiger history. I mean, it was a 17-18-point deficit that they came back for on the road and was able to pull that game out. So you got to really give this team some kudos for the grind and the grit and the heart and the passion that they play with. It may not look pretty. It may look, you know, unorthodox or unlike what we want it to look like. But at the end of the day, the results are there. 3-1 with an opportunity today to go 4-1. and against a really good offensive team, which you're going to get some really good defensive work here, especially with Howard Perkins being out, and then going to Ole Miss in 2 weeks, I think this is a really great startup game for them.
I think, too, is now Braden Swenson has taken full advantage of a situation here. This is a big season for him. He was looking forward to him. We understand his pass rush skills. Teams were scheming a little bit to take Harrell out. It gave him a lot of one-on-ones. Now, if I'm playing against Braden now, my thing is I got more than a hat on him. I got somebody chipping him. It'd be interesting to see how well he adjusts. Pete Jenkins would always tell me this, Mike. It's how they say that, sight adjustment?
Yeah,
it's play adjustment now.
That's right.
For Braden Swenson.
So, look, Swenson right now has got 9 solo tackles, 7 assist tackles, and 5 sacks. I mean, when was the last time we had an LSU defensive lineman or defensive player, period, have 5 sacks in 4 games or 5 games of the season?
You got to go back to Arden Key.
That's right.
Early in his career.
That's right. And then let's go ahead and piggyback and keep on going. We're talking about Savion Jones right now.
Yep.
So Savion's got 11 tackles, 5 assist tackles, and he's got 4 sacks. So, look, it's been a while since we've seen some LSU defensive linemen or defensive ends that are kind of commanding some attention. And these guys are doing it right now. We need to keep this work up. It's going to be exciting to see how they end up this year, sack total-wise.
And we will keep in kind of close tabs with 2 minutes and 25 seconds left in the game. Kentucky has taken the lead over Ole Miss 20-17.
Take it home, Kentucky.
Man, they hit a big chunk play downfield. They were able to grind it in for a touchdown. So with 2:25 left in the game, last time I saw, it's Kentucky 20, Ole Miss 17.
That's right.
Ole Miss has the football. Let's see if Jackson Dart can have that moment.
He can do it now. He's got
the talent. Come on, you were a quarterback before. Isn't this what you play for?
Kind of
moments
sort of,
like this?
Not necessarily. You want to be up by 40.
Everybody want to be up by 40.
And the stats padded and all this other stuff. But no, the competition or the competitor in you, this is the type of game that you don't really live for, but this is the type of game that builds your character. Let's call it that. And then for me, what I really like is being in control. So I like to be up by 2 touchdowns or 10 points or whatever with 2 minutes left, and we got the ball going in, right? That's 2 different things. Now, when it comes to adversity, that's why you play the game, because every play is you never know what's going to happen. So you got to always look forward to the next play. So with the type of offense that Jackson Dart is in, I would look for this. The offense I was in at the time was, you turn around and hand it off to Kevin, or you play fake and you throw a bootleg to Nicky Savoy, or you know, a Dave LaFleur or something like that. That's different. But with this offense, I'm looking forward to trying to get the ball down the field, you know, and coming up with some points to be able to win this game.
Yeah, because they do have some playmakers, and
we'll
tell you all about that as the show goes on.
Yes.
That's our first part of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettea, along with Herb Tyler, we're here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. And again, we want to thank our presenting sponsor, Map Construction. We'll be back with more Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettea, along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge on Perkins Road, 3535 Perkins Road. Want to present our presenting sponsor. Want to thank them also, Map Construction. Herb, we talked a little bit about Braden Swenson and what he's meant to this football team. But over the last couple of weeks, I know on pregame show, we started talking about Aaron Anderson, but for the South Carolina game. And for the last couple games, Aaron Anderson has really come through for this football team. We both knew he was a very talented wide receiver. Yep. When they put him in the slot, his ability to run after the catch was outstanding. And so we've seen Garrett Nussmeier really target him because now there's rotation coverage on Kyron Lacy. You can see where teams are trying to take him out a little bit. Somebody else got to step up. Well, Aaron Anderson has been able to do that.
Aaron Anderson is your leading receiver right now in receptions and yards. He's got 21 receptions, 298 yards receiving, and as long as 46, he's got one touchdown. One of the guys that's been consistent over the past two, three games
has
been Aaron Anderson, and he's getting better and better every game. And there's one person in this world that's smiling right now, and that's Nick Saban. He's like, man, I knew this guy was a hell of a player, and it's starting to come to fruition. And you look, at the end of the day, I'm an Edna Carr graduate, not high school, but middle school, if you will, junior high. So I'm an alum of Edna Carr, and I'm proud to see this young man play the way that he's playing. And I've been rooting for him ever since the documentary that they have. And I'm like, man, this guy, you know, I just can't wait to see him excel. And he's doing it right now. And he's with one of the best coaches in the country right now, in Coach Hankton, who's also from New Orleans as well. You know, he takes a lot of pride in coaching these guys up. So it's a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah, and now hopefully, I don't know how much we'll see of him today, but Chris Hilton coming back from the injury. Chris was a guy they were counting on, and I know at the Manning Passing Academy, I got to spend some time with Garrett Nussmeier, and he brought up to me that was a guy that he thought made great improvement in the spring and the summer, was Chris Hilton, and being a more consistent receiver. And I said he could get open, but sometimes he didn't catch the ball. He said, well, that's what he's worked on, catching the ball cleaner out front with his arms and hands. And, man, he's been a guy that I think they really, really have missed the first couple weeks of the season.
Yes, I think he's a game changer. I think he's a guy who was ready to take the next step to the next level in his collegiate football career as a receiver. And, you know, sometimes the timing is not there. And sometimes the timing is correct, right? Maybe him being out right now allows for other guys like your Aaron Andersons, you know, like your Daniels, guys like that to flourish into who they're going to be. And then when Chris comes back, maybe he comes back right at the right time. And we may get on a hot run going into the tail end of the season, going into the playoffs or something like that, to where it's really needed at that point. So it's exciting to know that Chris will be coming back, and then how do we utilize him and insert him into the game plan with the remaining, you know, with the other receivers and things.
This was a couple years back. He was one of the receivers that came to Manning. And I remember Anthony Richardson tell me, man, I don't know who he plays for, but he's the only guy I can't overthrow.
That's right.
You know, because one thing with Anthony, he kind of hit and miss as far from an accuracy standpoint, but, man, could he chunk it downfield, and one of the guys he couldn't actually overthrow.
He might overthrow a 5-yard out route, but he ain't going to overthrow an 80-yard bomb,
man,
right?
Chris run under it really, really well.
Yes.
We'll be back. In fact, he's actually here. He heard all about the food, drink specials here at Acme Oyster House.
He had to make a trip.
To make the trip inside our Tiger Den segment. Jeff Palermo will join us right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.